So as a server, what was your worst experience with a customer? It's 9970JX. I'll start.
Okay.
I want to say this is more my wife's story than it is mine, but remember, I met my wife when we worked both at a delicatessen, at a deli in Columbus, Ohio.
Right, called Grinders.
Yes. Which, by the way, side quest, my daughter says, you guys met on Grindr, and I'm like, no. That's different.
That is different.
That's different.
That's way different.
Anyways, it was a sub shop. So this guy named Sam would come in. He was a very affluent lawyer. And I remember he berated my wife because she charged him 25 cents for an extra banana peppers or honey mustard.
It
wasn't something that came with the sandwich. He wanted it extra, and it was a quarter.
And there is a charge.
And there's a charge for extra things.
Your wife didn't set the charge.
No. And she's just saying, yeah, it's a quarter. A quarter. A quarter. And he went absolutely off. And
oh my goodness.
Over a quarter. I do. And
those are the stories that stick with you.
Those are one of those where it's like, oh, and he drove a Porsche, and like,
oh, wow.
Whenever we would come, he would come in, you know, he would be like, yeah, that's my Porsche, because we'd all like, oh, look at that car.
And he was raising a stink over a quarter. Yes. Did she say something like, hey, maybe you can go in your Porsche and see if you've got a quarter in there for him?
No, I think he brought her to tears. So,
are you serious?
Yes, yes.
He made her cry over 25 cents for the banana peppers?
Yes.
Oh, no. Think about your life and think about your choices.
Right.
If you're going to be raising a stink like that.
Right.
At that level.
Worst experience with a customer.
Tyler, I had a table refuse to tip unless every employee sang happy birthday individually.
Oh.
Like a weird musical roll call. They even insisted that the kitchen staff in the back be included.
That's wild.
Wow.
Amy.
When I was a server, I had a table run out on their bill, so we chased them, and they jumped the fence, and one of their shoes fell off. And my coworker was like, yeah, we got your shoe. And it was by far the funniest thing ever.
They tried to dine and dash. And they jumped over a fence and lost their shoe, and you kept the shoe?
My coworker did. I didn't.
It's Cinderella.
It's Cinderella. And then if you're the dine and dasher, how do you go back to the restaurant and go, hey,
that pair is gone.
I think I left my shoe here.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. And if you were really going to be extra, give it to the police for DNA.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's all.
Wow. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, you sacrifice shoes for a free meal.
Sean rolls in on text, said, I work for a particular pasta food restaurant. Eight people came in, ordered, sat down, everything fine. Realized one of the ladies in the party was that type of person. When she came in, asked if we could turn up the thermostat. I told her I'd ask, knowing full well that management would say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give her the answers that she wanted. She never complained about it anyway. They got their food. A second lady from the party came up, asked if she could get more sauce on her pasta. I told her that, well, yeah, you'd have to pay. It was 50 cents. And she said, well, I just want a little bit. Basically trying to sweet talk her way around paying.
just give me a little.
I just need a little bit.
Just a little kiss.
I don't need 50 cents worth.
Kiss of sauce.
I need just a little more.
Give me like 15 cents of sauce.
No, I don't. I want free extra sauce.
Well, but the amount of 15 cents, but just free.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
And so he goes on and says, my coworker in the kitchen wasn't going to give it to her unless she paid.
Oh, boy.
Verbal fight later.
No.
Manager was up. Lady yelled at him.
Oh, dang it.
Fired up the first lady. They started yelling at everyone. And they said, come on, we're leaving.
Wow.
Everyone. Oh, my God.
Everyone was shoveling as much into their mouths as they could before the two ladies dragged them out. Again, extra sauce was 50 cents.
Oh, shoot.
When you are coming to blows over 50 cents, come on now.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, I'm a server. I tend to remember the dumb questions. Like, how much is just one pancake? Me, $1.75.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want two pancakes, is it $1.75 times two? Yes. $3.50 for two pancakes.
Yeah, I get it.
How much again is it for one pancake?
Right, 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 right.
Can I get a half a pancake? How much would that be for half a pancake?
Trina, it's like 20 years ago, worked for Wendy's, and every week, this guy demanded I take 50 cents off the cost of his number one combo because he didn't want pickles or onions.
Oh.
And every single week, I had to explain to him how we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And he threw a fit single week.
Oh, no.
That's what amazes me, too. It's like...
The regulars.
It's the regulars who still yet to come back.
Yeah.
They love your food.
Right.
But
they're still going to like
They still hate
stuff.
It. Yes, they still hate it. It's crazy.
Jess said a guy once tried to Frankenstein a meal using items from three different restaurants in the plaza where I worked. He was like, can you just run next door and grab their fries?
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
No.
No. This, what do you think this is, an Uber Eats?
That's so great.
Oh, geez. All right.
Oh, the audacity.
We'll have to come back to this. We've got a ton. But yeah, we'll get one more.
Eric, the guy once accused us of watering down our ranch dressing to cut costs. He demanded to speak to the manager and then to corporate. I gave him the number, offered to call. But he just wanted his meal comped.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over the ranch.
He's like, you water down your ranch. I'm going to talk to someone. I need someone to draw. I want to go to the very top.
You just show me how you make it.
I want to be in the back kitchen.
While
you're making this ranch to double check that you're not watering it down.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, we'll definitely have to come back to this. But yeah, fun calls.
Listen, servers, you are not paid enough.
You are not.